one time say, he will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out. Here we go. Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know. Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like a pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain, no. What? This evening. I've made mistakes that brought me to my knees. And still his loving kindness lifted me. He put his arms around me from the sin and shame. That's right. Is that all right?
All right.
He will take care of you. Just clap your hands right there.
Say it's all right.
He will take care of you. I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
Everybody, it's all right. It's a praise party.
La 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 la.
I think it's all right.
Hit it with it.
Yeah.
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 All right, clap your hands this evening. Oh, give him a little praise.
Say,
hey. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
It's all right, yes, it is.
Say, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all keep this thing going. I
tell
you what.
To say, hey.
Clap your hands.
Hey.
And everybody
hallelujah, celebrate Jesus. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk About It, straight here on the Now Network with myself and my partner, Pastor V, as we continue this real talk. Yes, we're talking about being dedicated to having real talk discussions with real issues while finding achievable, godly goals. A lot of times people give us standards and goals that we want to really find some achievable goals through this talk show and through this broadcast. And yes, we're going to explore issues relevant to our daily walk right now. When? Right now. And both a male and female perspective we'll share as myself and Pastor V get to collaborate. And yes, number one, we will seek the truth without compromising the word of God. We will speak the truth only from a biblical perspective. And we are calling all men, women, everybody that wants to talk about it to join the discussion. Let's break the chains of our past. Let's break the chains of our yesterdays and the things that we would not be willing to do. And let's really confess to one another. See, communication is confessing to one another. We want you to bring your real voice. We want you to bring your real issues with a real listening heart and discover the truth now. And it's only by Jesus. Come on, let's collaborate here on the network tonight. Now, my co-host was here, and now she's gone. So we are going to, well, our topic for tonight is about dating over 40. And this was put out by Pastor V earlier today. And I'm just back, you know, just kind of tag teaming on that. You know, you look at that thing. I just want to kind of be transparent here in the beginning. I don't know what happened to her, but we want to always be transparent that, you know, a lot of times when you try to find dating advice from the church, it normally doesn't work. There's my co-host, Pastor V.
Hey,
I see you dropped on
one.
Me. I was like, what happened? She was there.
No, I was here. I was here. I forgot to press one. Act like I thought I was calling in to listen to somebody else today, I guess I thought.
Well, but you know, I was really trying to break it down as we're talking about dating over 40. Mm-hmm. And that's especially right. We want to be specific on this broadcast about those that are in the church that are so-called dedicated Christians. And what are we really supposed to do and how are we supposed to address things? Because I was just getting ready to share it and be very transparent from the beginning is that even when I've listened to married couples from the church and people from the church, man, it gets scary. It's like, wow, you know, is this too much? Can I really? And I've had people come to me and like, hey, man, you sent me over here to talk to a married couple because you're not married, and the advice you gave me is kind of achievable. But when you sent me over there, I got scared. Like, I can never meet those marks. And so we want to be really, really open tonight that we break the bondages and the yokes that have destroyed people that love God to now being able to find that special person.
Correct. And the one thing is that for definitely speaking about clergy, we do want to put a little bit emphasis on that, whether you're single because, you know, you're young and you've never been married, or you're single by way of divorce and you're looking to possibly be remarried. And what I'm finding that there's a lot of single pastors out there. Male and female pastors, apostles, bishops. When I say clergy, I'm including them all, evangelists, ministers, and so on and so forth. And
workers.
Workers. They're very scared to try again only because of the purpose that God has given them. They're scared because they've seen other people, like you said, married couples who lost not so much their anointing, but, you know, for example, a pastor get married to, you know, and all of a sudden the church splits, you know, or else you marry somebody that wasn't the person that you were supposed to marry, and now the people can't get along with the first lady or, you know, the husband or whatever the case may be. So
right.
Now people are, like you said, looking at them like, I don't know if I want to do that because, you know what I'm saying?
Because if you didn't hear God, if you're the leader and you didn't hear God, how can you give me some advice on how to hear God?
Exactly. And see, that's the thing is because I know I get that a lot because, you know, being divorced myself, and I always tell people, you know, I can see now, you know, so I am a good person to get some advice from when it comes to either side as far as being single or married because I see now that people do it for the wrong reasons. And
exactly.
The post that you have made the comment on that we're going to address is that I was talking to a gentleman who, you know, was interested in dating me. And the first thing came out of his mouth, he was like, yeah, because, you know, God called me the pastor and I'm going to need a wife. I said, why is the word need there? What do you mean you need
Jesus.
A wife? You don't
need a
need
partner.
A wife.
You better get a partner out there.
Right. Right. He was like, no, I need a wife, you know, because, you know, I'm not going to be no pastor, you know, over in a church and I don't have no wife, you know, because, you know, all the temptation that's out there. Wait, hold on, partner. Let me tell you something. If you're getting married or trying to find a wife just for you to pastor, you're getting married for the wrong reason. Because
wait a minute,
the temptation is going to be there whether you're married or not there.
And wait a minute. And try to choose you. Be like, wait, let's hit the brakes right there. You mean you're just trying to fill me a position?
You know me. Listen, they always trying to fill me a position. God told me I prayed for you. You the one. But I prayed too, and you ain't the one. So who? You know what I'm saying?
Can we talk about that? Can we talk about that for a minute? Confirmation?
Confirmation has
to come from both sides. You cannot receive from
both
one
sides.
Side and say that this is the way it's supposed to be. You will have an anointing and a trigger in your life that the light will light for both of you at the same time. Don't follow somebody else's rule if you don't feel it.
Right. Because, you know, especially, you know, most of the time it's men to women because men know that women want to be married. We do desire husbands, not all, but, you know, I'm speaking in general. And they figure throwing that word out is going to trigger something in us to get on their bandwagon or their boat. And unfortunately, you know, I'm the wrong one. I'm an independent woman that hears from God. So, you know, it's
well, I have a relationship with God. I'm not going to say I'm independent,
right.
But I have a divine relationship with Him. And I was
right.
sharing this just probably a couple of days ago. It's like, wait a minute, whoa, you got a what for me? A word. I said, no. My phone ain't run from God first, because before a word ever comes to me, I've already got confirmation from God to wait for the word. When the word comes, then my belly leaps. Oh, you remember when Mary and Elizabeth got together? They bellies leap because of the Holy Spirit, and then you know that's a word of confirmation. That somebody gonna use that tonight, because a lot of people date people just because of looks and sounds and financial stuff like that. You better start listening for a sound and a feeling of the Holy Spirit to put the oneness together.
And you know, it's interesting because one of the, you know, that same gentleman had to tell me about a past situation that was currently presently going on. And when he told me, I was like, okay, you can please lose my number. And, you know, he was like, well, I shouldn't have never even told you. I said, boo, do you know I'm connected to God? God is not going to let his daughter walk into anything that is ungodly. I'm sorry. I thought that you knew that, you know what I'm saying? One thing I'm connected to.
What you were dealing with.
God. You, right. Like, ooh, you might have hid it, but God wasn't going to hide it from me. So, you know, it's one of those things like he. Go ahead.
I was just going to just kind of tap into there right now, because there's a young lady out there listening, and she may not be live. She may be listening archived. She may be even listening because her grandmother's listening or her mother's listening. When you said you belong to who? God. That is such a profound statement for a young lady or anyone. But can you share that from a woman's perspective on how that gives you power?
Well, because you know what? I'm his daughter. That's the powerful word right there. I'm his daughter. And if you look at a great father protects their daughter. There's, you know, that first date type thing, and the father looking at the man up and down or the boy up and down and got all these questions for him, and you know what I'm saying, and how he protects his daughter, you know, from her first love, her first crush, and so on. So that's father. So, you know, women, we have to look at that like that's your father, and do you want to bring this man home to dad? Because dad is going to question him. Dad is going to question his character, his integrity, his intentions for you. And if they're not right, a father will look at you and say, he ain't the one, because he didn't answer right. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. They just know. And so I go to my father and I be like, you know, Lord, you know, is revealed anything to me that is not of this man? And he will. And I'm okay with it, and I'm okay with saying bye. I'm okay with hurting your feelings. You know, I'm okay with being talked about and being called
or
whatever.
Wait,
no.
Wait, say that one again. You're okay with what? Hurting somebody's feelings?
I'm okay with hurting somebody's feelings. I'm okay with, you know, because what I do is I put God on them. I'm like, I prayed, and God revealed this. And most of the time when I'm saying what God revealed, they really can't really say anything. So you don't get any argument from them.
When
because
you use the word,
you are. When you use the word, you know, listen, Pastor, I got so many stories. You know, it's interesting because, you know, one gentleman wanted to, you know, ask a date, you know, wanted to take me out, and Pastor, he didn't have a job, he didn't have a car, and he's living in some type of residential living or whatever. And that's not the thing, because I do try to give everyone a chance. I do try to be open. I don't just shut people down. But after conversating and not seeing any goals or any purpose
and all over the board,
I had to come back with the word and said, do you really think that God is, you know, trying to send you a wife right now in your life? Are you prepared to take care of a wife? Are you prepared to, you know what I'm saying, and I'm getting ready to go into surgery, and I might need to. Are you really prepared to, you know, take on somebody like that? So I have to bring it back to them so they see in themselves, you know, he's like, no, well, maybe I'm not ready. Okay, well, holler at me, brother, when you get it together. How about that?
Oh, Jesus. That's important. That's important that we really investigate. And because you already knew his lineup. You didn't have to get hurt to find out. You paid attention and you found out on the front end these things. Most people get involved because of sex and because of physicality and things like that. They don't get it on the front end. They get the good part, but the good part runs out when
and
you find out
the
other part.
That's the thing that, you know, when it comes to, like you said, clergy or those in ministry, somehow it's some type of taboo about us, and I don't know if you're dating, but it's some type of taboo with us dating that people think that, all of a sudden I'm supposed to meet him and we married the next week. Like, there's no process in getting to know the person.
Ooh,
because what happens is that you try to connect, especially when you're talking about people in ministry. Y'all don't want to know my journey.
I can tell you from the pulpit, y'all do not want to know my journey to say, is it even meant to be? Because it always seems it's such a propaganda with leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for male and female. If you have a title, automatically you have an attraction. But if you have a charisma and you have a drive and you have a personality, people look at you like, oh, I got to get that. And then when you try to teach them to get their own, they still want to take from you. It's like, and people try to suck you up. Oh, my God. I can tell you this. I can tell you so many stories of people just wanting to connect with me to suck me up and then shoot me to the side. It's because I can't provide and can't do the things that they wanted me to do, because I said, wait a minute, hold on. Don't you know my relationship with God is my relationship with God? I didn't ruin a lot of things trying to do things with you or with someone else for God, but I had to learn that it was about me and God. Then somebody going to listen to this. This is for one person. Then you find somebody else that has the same drive for God. Then you can get a union. When you have a compatible drive. See, I need a compatible drive, Pastor V. Pastor V, I need a compatible drive.
Listen. Let me piggyback off of that, because this is the problem. Listen, you're about to preach. You're about to make me preach. This is the interesting. Make sure that you really know behind the spiritual that they can meet your natural. See, that's the problem, though, Pastor E, is that most people connect. Like you said, if I see you and you're a pastor and you got drive and you can expound on the word and your anointing is high and we can sit and we can talk about God all day long, and then we think we connected because we know how to talk about God and we love the Lord and this, that, and the other, but naturally I can't cook a pot of beans.
Ooh.
Naturally, I don't know how to take care of you, the man. And I tell people, listen, I'm looking for somebody to love Valoris and respect Pastor. You understand what I'm saying? Because there still is a Valoris that has natural needs. And I'm not just talking about sex. I'm talking about support. I'm talking about cuddle. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about family. I'm talking about giving. I'm talking about helping me.
You're talking about union.
I'm talking about all those things. And the thing is that you said a lot of people in ministry connect because of anointing. And they're divorced because naturally they couldn't uphold one another.
And they couldn't keep up with God. Because that relationship you have with God, when you try to join it in with somebody else for a one anointing, it dies. Because God is looking for a personal relationship. I remember when my mentor told me over 36 years ago, he said, no. He said, don't you know it says that you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, that he's your personal Lord and Savior. I said, wait a minute.
There it is.
He said, no, it's a one that changed my whole life.
Yep.
Then I knew what it was really about, and it was now a compassion to know the will of God, and yes, I'm still single, and I know what God has for me is already in place. There's not a doubt in my mind what God has for me is in place, but he also gave me a mandate to accomplish certain things. Where there's not a lack of saying, well, come on in and help me build this ministry. Come on in and help me do this. But now there's a substantial place already in motion. Just come on in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to help to build it. It's already here. Can you come work?
Can you come work? That's the thing. Listen, that is it. That is it. I need y'all, everybody that's listening right now, to write down Genesis chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. Because Adam's purpose, he started building. Because 19 and 20, God brought him the animals, and he started naming the animals before Eve was even on the scene. He didn't need help from Eve to name the animals. Adam did that alone and by himself.
That's right.
And that's the thing is that, again, you got to don't stall your purpose or put your purpose on pause because you feel you don't have, quote unquote, the piece of the puzzle, which is the husband and wife. No, they come in to support what you already got going on. Baby, if you ain't got nothing going on, Valoris ain't got nothing to support.
But
Remember, I said it once before, women are natural incubators. Whatever you give them, they will multiply it for you. So if you already have purpose going on in your life, and I see your visions and your goals and your dreams, and then you...
Somebody's shouting hallelujah right now.
...goals and dreams together. Do you know we will multiply that thing? But, baby, if you ain't got nothing, I can't do nothing. You give me hell, trust me, I'll multiply hell back with you. That's the problem.
Now, keep it real. Yeah. Keep it real tonight. What you put in is what you get out.
What you put in is what you get out. And too many people in ministry, male and female, are allowing the desire of their eyes and status to cause them to lose their anointing.
Oh, my God.
Because you're selecting people versus status. You're trying to find come-ups. Especially when it comes to men and women. But men are looking for first ladies that are eye candy but with no substance. Really? She just up there cute in the hat. But she can't do nothing to help drive and support your ministry and multiply your ministry. She's just cute in the hat and the suit. Come on now. And then you sit up there, you wondering why, wondering why the man or the woman of God is spending more time at church than they're spending at home. I want a man that will rush, be like, listen, Bible study is over. Amen. Close the book. I got to get on. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm his first ministry. He's my first ministry. There's purpose
in our
home. And that's how we able to multiply at home, so we have enough to pour out to the people.
That's our key word tonight. That is our key word tonight for everybody listening. It's called multiplication. If you're not involved in something that's multiplying in your life, you need to cut it off right now.
You better say it.
Multiplication. That's when you take two numbers and multiply them together and get more. If you don't have something in your life that's multiplying, you better stop now and subtract them. That's my third sermon.
There's a base number first. I have my own base number. See, most people say, what you bringing to the table? No, I don't want to know what you bringing to the table. I want to know is you bringing a table. That's multiplying.
Do you have your own table? Do you have your own table?
Don't come and sit your tools and fuels on my table. I need you to bring your own table.
We can feed more with two tables.
Sorry.
Well, you know, but let's be honest about it. There is a different position for men and women.
Yes.
And we're looking to make it very clear that a man needs to be the man. And we need to also accept the woman for who she is today, because for whatever reason, and it's not, and I know a lot of guys, they'd be like, Pastor, you always own us. Well, yes, because we were called to be the head, but we let the ball drop. Now you want to get back in the game and take it over instead of saying, you know what, we need to accept where we are and come together jointly. Mm-hmm. And say it's time to team build.
Yeah.
A pastor friend of mine in Florida, he was like, no, here, call my wife. And I was like, no, man, I'm talking to you. He said, call my wife. We a team. She handles that. I trust her. I trust you. Or I wouldn't tell you to call her. But call my wife, because she handles that. I was like, oh. I was like, dude, this is multi-million dollar stuff we're talking about that we're trying to build up. And you said, call the next. And I said, you know what? That is such respect and such honor of
it
team.
Is. And that's why you have to know who you bring in or who you have in your life for that purpose.
Investigate. Investigate.
And that's the thing. But that's the thing when it comes to one thing is that anyone that's on this line, you cannot be afraid or ashamed of your singleness and to be seen with a man or a woman. That's the part where you have to be transparent. Because what happens is that if you're not transparent and your followers see you, they might begin to wonder and start thinking. No, if they see me out with a man, they'll be like, okay, Pastor Lewis is single and she's dating. Then the next time you might not see me, oh, hell, he must not didn't make the cut. You know what I'm saying? Because
he didn't make the requirements.
You know, like.
Wait, I'm not trying to cut you off. Look, I'm not trying to cut you off, but everybody listening need to get a piece of paper right now and put 1 through 7 and put requirements on it. And that is though if they don't meet that standard, don't even give the conversation. Oh, that was a Holy Spirit driven charge. Get a piece of paper and write down 1 through 7 and put some particulars.
Say it.
Some standards.
That's the thing, is that most people don't know what they need.
What?
Baby, be honest with yourself that I know, okay, especially the five languages of love test. Everybody needs to go online and take the five languages of love because you need to know what your love language is. Mine is quality time. So therefore, when I'm conversating with someone, I'm like, listen, quality time is very high on my list. I like for a man to spend time with me. If you don't have the time, Valoris will turn and tell you bye. That's just me. But most people don't know themselves. They keep on fumbling through it and fumbling through it just because they want to have a man or just because they want to have a woman. So they compromise with their inner needs and their inner values and, you know, what it is. No, I'm not compromising. And no, my standards is not too high. Most of you said, no, my standards is not too high. Because this is what I need. This is who I am. I am a driven person. I can't have no weak man just sitting on the sideline twiddling his thumbs. I will run rings around you.
So
I know what I need.
We are keeping it real tonight. Y'all better listen.
That's what Pastor E is talking about. Know exactly those 7 points. Yeah, of course, we want them to have a job. We want them to have, but don't make it outrageous because we know the times are hard now. I just need you to be able to work and stay motivated to work. How about that? Okay? We'll do that. So don't do all these material things. Make those 7 things very point-driven that this is what you need in order to make sure that not only your emotions is covered, your physical, your finances, your health is covered, but also my anointing. Mm. If you have not spent time with this person and y'all have not prayed one time together, I love a man that would say, baby, come on, let's pray before we get off the phone. All of a sudden, I'm like, ooh, let me keep his number checkmarked by his name.
Checkmark, oh, no, he already in the right.
You're almost there, sir. Keep going. You might make it. But you might fall off by the time you get to number
three. More,
five.
Three more. Look, check this out. Three more of them, you may have made it.
I need a man that know how to war in the spirit and not war against me. That's the problem. We war against each other. And what he says, this is not flesh and blood. This is a war in the spirit. So therefore, if you and me and my husband is arguing about something, we need to stop and say, okay, baby, it ain't you. Okay, the enemy trying to break in our camp. Let's pray. Let's do something about it. I need a man to be able to do that. And not go around not talking to me for 3 days. My bag would have been packed by day two, and I'd be gone.
let's not go there because I'm like 6 hours later. You ain't talking, but I'm gone. They'd be like, where you at? Preaching somewhere on a corner somewhere, trying to give somebody something. But hey, I want to just bring this up because this is going to help somebody tonight, is that when you're in relationship, first of all, let's talk about relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a good relationship with God, you have to sow in a good relationship. If you want good communication with God, you have to give a good communication. What if you always sowing something negative? Always putting your feelings in it. Instead of saying, you know what, let me be conscious enough to know that God's will is going to be done if I get out the way. Instead of always trying to be in control. And that's bad. I'm bad on that already. I will confess to everybody on this broadcast, I will run some stuff because I like things to be in order. And I'll send you home and I'll finish the job because I want it to be in order. But I'm starting to learn that I have to be more compassionate.
Yes.
Not to my own wants and needs, but compassionate to the will of God that he can really move in that relationship. Now, when I say relationship, that does not mean sexual. That does not mean marriage.
Correct.
Relationship is communing with one another. Like we're building a relationship. Me and Pastor V have never met each other face to face. She lives in Wisconsin. I live in California. But we're building a relationship. We're like sister and brother. We like homie. We like, you know, do whatever. Because if she need me, I'm there. And if I need her, I know she's there. If I got a question that I want to ask because I need a real woman's advice, guess what I'm calling? Minister Michelle and Pastor V. Because they're going to say, hit the brakes, partner. Hold on. Hit the brakes. Because that is where we need that accountability between male and female relationships. And that's important about this broadcast is that when we say let's talk about it, it's not just about us. We talk good.
Mm-hmm.
We flow because we know the word and we know how to flow in that. But we really want you to engage in your own personal walk to know if you're tired of mistakes happening, stop making mistakes. And if somebody want to preach that topic this weekend, if somebody want to preach that topic this weekend, go ahead.
There you go. And the only way you stop making mistakes is you have to find out where the breakdown was. And Pastor E and myself, I feel we are highly qualified because I know he's the man that processed his mistakes. I processed my mistakes in these past relationships and found out where the breakdown was as to why I continue to keep drawing the same people, making the same mistakes. And the only way is that you have to find out where your breakdown is. Mine definitely was is because rejection was high in my life at a younger age. So therefore, I was always afraid to reject people because I was rejected. So therefore, if you come into my life, and you is absolutely no good for me, but I don't want to reject you. So come on in, because I don't want you to feel how I used to feel. So just come on in and mess up my life so you don't feel rejected. But I'm still yet feeling rejected. So I had to realize, like, Valoris, it's okay to say no, you're not the one. No, you know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to, I was like the old lady in the shoe, but they were all men. I had all these single men. Like, can y'all leave? How do I get rid of y'all? Because I kept wanting everybody to feel loved, something I didn't get. But I couldn't because I can't give you what I did not have to give because I did not have the understanding.
Right. You know, you brought up a word that is one of my favorite words. Now, most people think that no is a negative word. That's the first word that I have now that when God really opened up my vocabulary of understanding, that two-letter word became the most important thing in my life. Because I never would say no. I always wanted to say yes so I could be the one, so I could make it happen, so I could be on top. And I always was last. I was always messed up. Somebody out there better learn to say no.
Yes.
And not know to other people, know to yourself. You cannot blame other people for inviting you. You got to blame yourself for going. You got to blame yourself for saying yes. You got to blame yourself for opening up yourself and letting other spirits in. And if I can say one thing to somebody tonight, if you're wondering why you're going through something you saw somebody else go through, because you let them in. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But let's break it down. If you let somebody else's mind in, guess what? It ain't Jesus. It's them. Misery loves company. Disappointment loves disappointment. Hate loves hate. Yep. People are trying not to just complain to you. They want to make you feel like them. Start to live your life like, you know what? This is about me and my relationship with God, and I'm going to do the right things, and I'm going to stay conscious to the fact that God is in control, and what I see on the outside is not, it does not make sense. I know that for a fact. That's why I can hold on to some things and I can overlook some things because I know what I see on the outside does not have any validity with the spirit. Mm-hmm. My God.
And I just came up with a new slogan, Pastor E. Say no, N-O, when you know, K-N-O-W. And the thing is that you may have gotten started now and you're listening to us, but as soon as you know and as soon as you realize that that is not it, you can still give it a no.
Oh, yes, you can.
Don't keep going on just, well, I'm in it now. Well, we already did this now. I can't. No. As soon as you know, say no.
It really means no. It really means no. You know, I want you to send me that slogan. Text me that. We're going to make a shirt on that. We're going to make an IMG because we're really looking for slogans and things like that that we want to promote in churches. and things like that. And it's not for financial gain for us to become billionaires. It's for us to be able to provide. Oh, somebody just shot me in the spirit. Yes, it was. But anyway, I will let that go. Not for us to become billionaires, but for us to be able to provide for billions. That's the difference. I'm going to say that again. Not for us to become billionaires, but for us to be able to provide for billions.
There you go.
So let's promote these shirts. Let's get them in your church. Let's get them all over the place. I'll make them the way you want it, why you want them to be made, and they will look fly, flyer than anything else. But that's the thing that we need to collaborate on and really connect. How are we going to grow this thing that it becomes like a wildflower, and spreads? Like right now, everybody on this broadcast would think we are in the same studio talking. You over 3,822 miles away from me right now. Yes, I looked it up. I used to live in Grand Rapids, so I know the travel time. And and it's like, you know, but in the spirit, it's like one. Yeah. It's like on the same point. It's like we're on the same studio looking at each other, talking and saying, oh, you go. No, family, y'all better understand. We just going by the spirit and let the spirit flow in us that we can really be effective. And I don't only be trying. Yes, I am selfish. I am trying to be effective for myself. I'm working on me daily. And I hope the things I share help you work on you daily. I don't want you to be like me. I don't want you to do what I'm doing. I want you to find your own thing because what God has for you is for you. But when you get it, it may look similar because what God does is done final. There's no differential in it, but you have to find your own.
Yeah.
When you find your own, then we can start to go to another level on this dating thing and on this really being accountable. And if you had a failed relationship, you ought to be the first one to say, you know what? It ain't going to happen again. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to do everything that I didn't do the first time. When I knew that little note, when you heard that little note and you didn't ask the question and you seen that little sign, but you didn't mention it. You saw it. Oh, you saw it. You was on your first date out to dinner and he cussed out the waiter. Guess what? When you cook your dinner, he going to cuss you out.
Oh my gosh, you sound like you just stepped off into my life because that's what happened. My ex-husband actually got upset because I cooked the eggs a certain way. I didn't preheat the pan before putting the eggs.
Oh my God,
Are we really gonna argue right now about some eggs?
Wait a minute, but he didn't give you instructions at first. Like, hey baby, you know, hey, we're in a relationship, so let me communicate with you. I like my eggs with a little oil on the bottom. I like it to be whatever it is. And then you can say, well, hey, I can't do that. Cook your own eggs. Or you can say, I can do it. Communication gives you the option to say no.
that's knowing you. You knowing you because, see, again, now, like you said, looking at it, we remember me and Pastor E, we learn from our mistakes. Looking at it, sometimes you have to communicate things even that small.
And
you think that you're being petty, or you think that, no, if you like something a certain way, baby, you like it a certain way. Stop compromising you for what it is that you know that you need and you not what you want,
Jesus.
Because, yeah, you're going to get some of your want, but what you need. Baby,
I really don't
like my eggs scrambled hard. I like soft scrambled eggs. Okay, because if you bring me hard eggs, they're going to stay on the plate. But then somebody's going to be mad. Why you eat the eggs? You don't like my eggs? You didn't communicate that.
You don't know my table. When it get on my table, I'm like, wait a minute. I already said this. No, I don't want that.
But see, the thing is that most people in marriages think that they grow apart. No, you don't grow apart. You grow up. The problem is that you don't recognize that your mind has changed, your desires have changed, your thinking has changed, your ways have changed. You begin, because Pastor E, if we started at age 20, I don't expect for you to be the same at age 40. No, you didn't grow apart. You grew up.
You better not be. You better not look
changes.
over in this house. You better not be the same as you was 20.
Right.
We didn't evolve. What's going on?
I changed, and I forgot to communicate the change and say, okay, Pastor E, I don't like red roses anymore. My flowers is daisy now. Pastor E, bring me red roses, and I'm sitting up there, and I just throw them on, you know, the table. Didn't even say thank you, appreciate them. And he looked like,
yeah,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
I didn't effectively communicate the change that my desire for what kind of flower I like now changed. Is that
well, see,
wrong?
In dating,
yes,
that works. In dating, that works. But when you're in a marriage situation, you guys need to be spending so much time together. You already know her flower changed.
There you go.
She
ain't
got
to
tell
man,
you.
That's
when y'all was at the park walking, she said, "Ooh, that's a pretty Delilah." Then you know that she don't like roses no more. She like Delilah.
Thank you. But
my
again,
God,
because everybody want to be in their own world.
Pay
right?
attention. Pay attention. You know, we got about 14 minutes left. We want to give opportunity if someone's out there. That, and you know what? I always know when God is working his anointing, because when we were at 30 callers live, 60 callers on the internet, it dropped down to 40 and 10. And I love that, because the real going to stand. The real are going to stay, and the real are going to say, you know what? No, this makes sense to me. I know it could hurt someone's feelings, and we're not here to hurt feelings. We're really not. We're sharing our experiences and our truths, that by my testimony, you can do better in your life. And you can say, you know what, man, he didn't tell me what to do. He just said something to me that made me say, you know what, I'm just going through that. When you just mentioned that, I didn't know that part about you, but I just was speaking in the spirit, but it lined up with you. And you said, how did you know that happened? I didn't, but I could speak a word of truth that will bring it out to say no one should live in those type of circumstances, and you should not be the one that's always sowing a negative seed into a positive relationship. We're going to open the lines up right now. Come on, dial one right now. Get involved in the conversation. And I know I got some single folks out there. I see numbers right now that I already know you're single. We want to get you involved in the conversation. Dial one right now. We're going to bring you in. And I'm about to start and I'm going to give everybody notice, not tonight, but starting Monday for Let's Talk Jesus, I'm going back to the throw you under the bus principle. If you're on this broadcast and you are a covenant partner with me, you ain't got to dial one. I'm throwing you under the bus. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk About It. How are you, woman of God?
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor V and Pastor E. I'm well. I am well, single, you know, single, over 40, well over 40.
Well over 40.
Well
you know,
over 40.
We kicking, man, we almost at 60.
Listen,
my God.
Listen, yes, and you know what, and I'm satisfied, but you know what, and I am. A lot of my family, they say I'm set in my ways. You know what, though, I tell you, I am satisfied right now being single, because I tell you, I can get it right. Because being single, people, and you said dating, but just being in a relationship outside of marriage and having it wrong, and even starting all over again, you know, there's some compromising. You can compromise, but you don't have to settle. Because right now, you know, I have to divide my time. And I have my time with him, I have my time with me, and I have my time to make my money, you know. So I say glory be to God, because I tell all the
I like that part. Make that money.
Make that money.
Somebody asked me what I was doing. Somebody asked what I was doing today. I said, I'm printing that money, man.
Yes. You know what? And I love what you guys have said about multiplication and some requirements. And I just said, Pastor E, I heard you say to write those seven down, you know. And I hear some of my nephews say, oh, you kind of choice. No, I'm not choicy. I'm not picky. I'm just like, I just don't have time to waste, period. Mm-hmm. And I heard Pastor E and Pastor E, you guys were speaking of, Pastor E said that two-letter word, no. And you know what? I thought about it, and I thought about my grandnieces and nephews and all children. They learn that's one of the first things they say. When you tell them to come here, they say no.
No.
They learn that. No, no. They learn that before they say yes. So we have to be like children in a lot of things and just say no. We already know the spirit. The spirit of yes, amen. The spirit will tell us when to say no. Amen. I'm listening.
Amen.
You guys have touched this on this dating over 40. Yes. God bless you, family. Love you all.
God bless.
Thank you.
Always, always. We're going to continue this discussion. It's not over. This dating over 40 thing, I think God has really revealed some stuff tonight. First of all, can I just share a couple of little points that the Lord had given me to write down before we even got started tonight? First of all, wait. Don't get too anxious. Don't be too ready to run into something that you're not sure about. Watch what 2 Timothy 2:22 says. Watch this. It says, "Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." And I say that because heart means your mind. If you're dealing with somebody that's not communicating with a conscious mind, stop. If someone is not trying to help somebody else before they help themselves, stop. If somebody is trying to take the seat before they let you get the seat, you better stop that one. I'm talking to ladies right now. Being a gentleman is probably lost in things, but if a man ain't opening the door for you, don't walk out of it. If a man is not pulling a chair out for you, don't sit in it. If a man is not trying to do for you before you do for him, don't do it. And I don't care how many men hate me, I'm manning up. Let that man be a man. And for all my brothers out there, you know me. We getting our thing together so we can now be living out of a pure heart. And we can allow God to be in control. And that's what the whole purpose is, that God's in control, not us. Not what I want to, because see, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, 15, it says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial?" You know who Belial is? Oh, that's another name. "Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever?" You better make sure you're in the right company.
That's right.
Make sure you are hanging around the right people. If you think you got to go to the club back in the day and the places that you know to go to find somebody, it's not going to work, because you'll eventually be that type of person. But if you have standards and if you have principles in your life, people have to live up to principles and they have to follow your standards. Oh, my God. That's going to help somebody. That now as you go to the next level, you know that it's not about what you say, but it's about what the word says. Because when you're a believer, it's not man that lives, it's Christ who lives. When you're a believer, it's not the physicality or the material, it's the spirit. Walk by the spirit, you will not fulfill the flesh. That's my closing remarks, Pastor V.
Amen. I like when you also said, you know, being unequally yoked in that scripture. And one thing that men and women, you have to understand, just because they go to church and attend church don't mean that you two are yoked. So you still have to make sure that you press past what it is that you see on the outside and find out what's on the inside. Another thing that Pastor E said, and I want to close with this, is what are you attracting? And if that's something that you don't want, what you're attracting, you first have to find out, is that thing still in you? Is anger still in you because you attract the angry men or angry women? Is bitterness still in you? Are those things still in you? Because spirit can only attract spirits. So whatever is operating in you, you're attracting that thing. And if you find out that you done attracted one or two, three people that has the same negative qualities that you don't want, now it's time for you to go back on your knees and pray and say, "Lord, I think that this thing is still in me, because there's no way I should be attracting this." So again, your relationship with God has to be that tight. It has to be that focused on God to make sure that you are mind, body, soul purely ready for this dating thing. It's not something to be taken lightly. Yes, we laugh and we have fun with it, but we're serious about it as well, to let you know this is not to be taken lightly. This is a serious matter of who you bring into your life. So then, therefore, you don't lose your soul. Amen.
unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nails in your hands, nails in your feet, piercing your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I hurt you. Lost so many times to supply you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sin.
You played it all.
I give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight, so I can have everlasting life.
You.